From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that on September 7th, Catskill Town Justice Richard Paolino ruled that a storage container on Stanley Livingston's Liberty Street property was too large and in violation of Catskill Village law, and that two permanent tents there were in, and I quote, violation of zoning building laws that exist on listed property, end quote. A week later, Catskill Village officials withdrew its prosecution of Raven and let him keep the shipping container and tents on his property while the home repairs are ongoing. This upset Paolino. He said, and I quote, I am kind of like aggravated because the time wasted on this matter since June of this year, and then all of a sudden now, because somebody doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, they're going to change the law. But not really change the law, they're just going to cover up the violations, end quote. He added, and I quote, that doesn't work in my court. So figure it out and come back to this court when it's either figured out or for a bench trial or some kind of appeal notice to the county, end quote. The judge continued, and I quote, you wasted my time for the last 4 or 5 months, so don't come back to me with stuff like this ever again, end quote. Neighbor Paul Moyer said Livingston is getting special treatment. And I quote, seriously, it's totally wrong. And again, I feel the village is circumventing the actual law on the books. Our issue is not whether or not there's a roof on the shipping container. It's how the village board went out entering into this stipulation agreement. Any normal citizen would go to code enforcement and apply for a building permit. End quote. Catskill Village Board of Trustees President Peter Grass said the village made the agreement because the container came before the village's codes. He said, and I quote, I didn't want to believe that I would allow my code enforcement officer, Michael Raggiani, to be persuaded to interpret something to enforce new zoning on something that was there prior and doesn't seem to be very clear, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that while world leaders are deciding not to take too many big steps to slow global warming at the Glasgow Climate Change Conference, New York is taking small steps. On November 2nd, Governor Kathy Hochul signed laws making it easier to recycle and compost waste. Hochul said, and I quote, with the fate of the planet at stake, New York must continue to lead the way in the global fight against climate crisis. This package of legislation will make sure New Yorkers are recycling, composting, and phasing out wasteful plastic products, putting our state on the path to a cleaner, greener future, end quote. One bill ends single-use plastics on SUNY and CUNY campuses. The other is meant to increase recycling and composting. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Republican election commissioner in Dutchess County, who has lost 2 court cases trying to block a polling site on the Bard College campus, says he will keep up the fight next year. Dutchess County Republican election commissioner Eric Haight said he will continue to fight the rulings next year. On October 29th, after a state Supreme Court ruling mandating the polling place on campus, Bard College Executive President Jonathan Becker said, and I quote, it's unfortunate that the county leadership has condoned, actively or through their silence, Commissioner Haight's efforts to undermine democracy, even as he has now wasted well over $100,000 of taxpayer money over the past decade in failed attempts at voter suppression that have been repeatedly rejected by the courts, end quote. Haight called the decision, and I quote, stupid, end quote. Voters, for a very good reason, don't get to choose their own poll sites. It's up to the Board of Elections to choose, because the law assumes a certain level of impartiality. So when the court replaces its judgment for the Board of Elections' judgment, then we end up with this stupid ruling for multiple poll sites in the same election district, end quote. But courts do get to overrule politicians when they make mistakes. Haight wants to move the polling spot from the center of the Bard College campus to the Richard B. Fisher Center for the Performing Arts at Bard. But alcohol is sold there, making it ineligible to be a polling place. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.